So what do half a billion Chinese people, the internet, and a two-story brick house in Cheyenne, Wyoming have in common? Only what is being described as one of the largest internet denial-of-service failures in history. An 8-hour outage this week that affected nearly every user in China involved maybe 75% of the domain name sites in that nation. Jason Ng is the author of Blocked on Weibo, What Gets Suppressed in China's Version of Twitter and Why. He's a research fellow at the University of Toronto-based Citizen Lab. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened in this outage, and why was it so significant, first of all?
Yeah, it was pretty much a mystery to just about everyone. It sort of came out of nowhere, but essentially what happened was a giant malfunction of the Great Firewall. Essentially, when you plug in a web address or click on a link from within China, instead of going directly to looking up the IP address right away and then rerouting you to the website directly, oftentimes the Great Firewall will actually interfere in certain ways. And it looks like what happened here was that instead of interpreting and looking up the address for you, it sent all the traffic to various sites that it wasn't supposed to go to.
And when you talk about the Great Firewall, you're referring to China's very sophisticated technological attempt to control the internet by monitoring people's traffic. It sounds like it shot itself in the foot this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And clearly, as we've seen, the Great Firewall is incredibly sophisticated, but obviously, because it's such a behemoth, because it's run by so many individuals and so many agencies within China, it's very possible for things to go wrong.
And an 8-hour outage, at least in business terms in China, is going to have some significant dollar value attached to it, wouldn't you say, Jason?
That's absolutely right. I'm not certain if it was a full 8 hours, but certainly there was an hour and a half or 2 hours where there was just absolute chaos, and pretty much it was impossible to connect to any non.cn website. But yeah, for a company or a tech organization working in China that relies on the internet, it's going to make them think twice and shake their confidence. And I think, as we've seen from Chinese authorities and officials, anything that affects the economy is going to get their attention.
All right, now let's bring in the Wyoming connection here, because part of the forensics of an outage like this is trying to figure out what's going on and how various companies interact. And this Cheyenne, Wyoming address is basically a sort of symbolic paper headquarters of a company that was licensing domain names, and really underscores just how difficult it is to figure out what's going on when an outage like this happens.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how notable it is that it was sent all this traffic to Cheyenne, Wyoming. I don't think that's particularly interesting. It's just more notable is the fact that it was sent to these obscure locations, and it points to the fact that this was a total mess up on the part of the Great Firewall. Clearly, it wasn't meant to go into these places.
Is it a security breach, and is there something about the internet where businesses simply exist on paper that makes it difficult to figure out what's going on, or is this just how it works?
There has been speculation that it might have been a cyber attack. Obviously, from the Chinese standpoint, it makes sense to, if something malfunctions on your end, to try and spin it so that it does appear to be some outside external force that's causing you harm. Clearly, as they've been able to scapegoat this sort of Falun Gong associated and other groups associated with being anti-China. So, honestly, it looks like an accidental mishap from where I stand, but the fact that the internet is such a distributed, decentralized place makes it this sort of thing likely to happen again.
Finally, what's the lesson, do you think, for U.S. companies worried about cyber attacks in this sort of situation, that there's a limit to how much security you can actually do effectively?
I'm sorry?
What's the lesson for companies in the U.S. worried about cyber attacks?
From working with China, looking at China, it's clearly an issue where censorship causes issues, and any sort of interference that you cause to misdirect traffic or redirect traffic will cause issues.
Jason Ng is author of Blocked on Weibo, What Gets Suppressed on China's Version of Twitter and Why. He's a research fellow at the University of Toronto-affiliated Citizen Lab. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for having me.